I started working at the neighborhood daycare about 3 years ago as a janitor. It's hard to be a man and work in childcare. Most people assume, since I'm great with children, that I must be gay. They would only be half right, since I enjoy girls as much as I do boys. But more specifically, I prefer them to be younger than 12. No one knows this, of course, so I can be content with them assuming that I'm gay. I purposely do not confirm nor deny it when someone is direct and asks. I tend to smile, revealing to them that they may or may not be right. I love doing this because it serves its purpose in leading them further from the truth. The truth, of course, being that I've had my cock inside more underage boys and girls than all of the adults at my work combined have had sexual partners. I worked my way up to earning the trust of the owner and earned myself access to the keys to the grounds. I mean, I always had access to them, but since there was only one set, I was borrowing them until recently. I earned the right to keep them and have already taken advantage of this new power to sneak away with one of the regulars here at the daycare, a beautiful toddler girl of only 2 years of age. Knowing that all of the security cameras were on outside of the business and absolutely none of them were inside is the best part of this job. And now that I had the only set of keys, that meant if I lock a door, it will stay locked. How do I want to come today? I thought. The first time that I was with this beautiful little girl was very quick. The other employee in the den took her lunch break, and I immediately pulled the curtains and locked the door after she drove off. I got down on my knees in the middle of the room where she was playing and pulled out my cock. Her eyes crossed for a second as she stared at it fully erect and hard. And before she could uncross them, I had already forced it into her little mouth and started coming. It was glorious and extremely fast. My enthusiasm could not be contained. After finishing, I checked her for a reaction. She went right back to playing with the toys that were in front of her like absolutely nothing happened. I looked around and everything was fine. No one in the room having the ability to speak other than me. I got up and unlocked the door again and greeted my colleague with a great big smile 30 minutes later. Today was different, though. It was the first day that my colleague called in sick. My first thoughts, of course, was that I was going to have solo access to the entire daycare. Should I take one of the six-year-olds into the bathroom and give him or her a shower? See how wide their tiny little bum could stretch? Should I slip one of the 11-year-olds something and see if I can make them come in their sleep? I decided that the hottest thing for me to do was to go into the den again and find my beautiful little 2-year-old and put on a show in the middle of the room for all the other toddlers to watch. The thought of having so many eyes on me and none of them being able to tell was too exciting to pass up on. I made my way in, of course, locked the door behind me, taking this beautiful little girl out of her crib, running my fingers through her hair. I placed her down on the floor where everyone could see. Some toddlers were standing in their cribs. Others were sleeping. It was their loss. They were going to miss the show. The little girl stood up and wanted to start off running and playing, but I grabbed her and pulled off her top, tossing it to the ground. I watched as she ran around to the different cribs as if greeting her friends, my eyes on her exposed upper body. I never appreciated tiny, toddler pink nipples as much as I did at this moment. I walked up to her, playfully pulled her shorts down as if I meant it as a harmless joke. It wasn't harmless. I was stripping her. She was left wearing only her diaper now. I was getting so horny. But I wanted to make sure that I could take my time and not come too quickly today. I didn't need to rush. I got down on all fours and pretended to be a monster out to get her. She giggled and pulled her chin back, dancing in place with her legs alternately up and down. I did this game often with the toddlers, but today it was different. It was pretend before, but today I was gonna follow through. Unzipping my pants, staying on all fours, I walked out to them and let my cock bounce around under me. It was so hard that I felt like the tip could touch the floor. The little girl shifted her weight to the side as if trying to see what just appeared between my legs. Don't worry. It's coming for you. You will have plenty of time to get to play with it, I thought. I pounced forward with a pretend roar and caught her. She let out a surprised squeak of delight as I fidgeted her and pulled her onto her back. Playfully, I sank my teeth into the front of her diaper and she squealed with excitement. I let go of her arms and started rubbing her belly and chest. I relished in the feeling of my fingertips crossing over her nipples. I gently shook my face left and right, as if pretending to be a wild animal that had caught its prey. I felt her tiny 2-year-old nipples get hard as I continued to play with them. Taking one between my fingers, I gently pinched. At the same time, I began lifting my head and her body with it. Her butt came off the ground, and quickly after, the Velcro on both sides ripped. She literally fell out of her diaper as she got up and began running around again. I opened my mouth and let the diaper fall to the ground as my eyes stayed fixed on her naked body running around having so much fun. I stared at her small, wrinkled butt cheeks as she got up on her toes to reach into a crib where one of her friends had a toy she liked. I crawled towards her, very slowly and quietly, as not to disturb her. And when she propped a leg up to try to climb in the crib, I came up from under her to lick her now exposed butthole. She jumped with a loud laugh and fell back onto her butt. I moved in for the kill and grabbed both of her legs, pretending to be the monster that had caught her. She waved her arms and screamed in play as I pushed her legs up and apart, rolling her onto her back with her knees now next to the sides of her head. She gave a look of discomfort as she tried to use her arms to right herself, but in front of me was what I needed. I was staring at both of her baby holes, pointing right at me, her chubby baby lips spreading apart as if asking me to begin eating her. My face went straight into her. I needed all of it in my mouth, and I needed it now. Taking turns licking her butthole and the entirety of her slit, I changed my grip on her thighs to seal my entire mouth around her cunny. Her lips were so plump, and I almost wasn't able to get all of her into my mouth. The taste of her toddler cunny was divine, clean and pure, with a very faint taste of sweetness. My entire mouth filled with saliva, so I swallowed and then kissed her tiny clit. Switching now to use the tip of my tongue to flick her clit, as if she were a grown woman I was trying to pleasure. My thumbs now placed side to side, gently opening her up for my mouth to explore. My tongue found its way lower, and I pushed the tip into her baby cunny hole. She was still sealed, of course, and I knew I couldn't push hard enough to harm her, but the thought of my tongue fucking her drove me crazy. The thought of if only my warm and flexible tongue could enter her and gently stretch her open, so I could stretch her even more and then push my hard cock inside her. I was rubbing myself on all fours this entire time. I moved to the side a little bit so I could get her more into the center of the room. It was important for me to put on a show. I looked around and saw some of the toddlers standing in their cribs, some looking concerned and some looking completely ambivalent. My climax felt like it was starting to come up fast, so I decided to slowly edge myself down a little bit. My beautiful 2-year-old baby girl was completely naked on the floor in the middle of the room now, her entire lower area glistening for all of the places my mouth had traveled. She wasn't making any effort to stand back up and run. Part of me began to fantasize that she enjoyed this. She wanted this. She would move or fuss if she didn't, right? Let me see if she will fuss with this, I thought, and I placed my cock closer to her face. I was surprised to see that she turned her face and opened her mouth. She was used to being bottle-fed here, and most of the time, I tickled their cheeks to get them to root. I didn't expect that tickling her cheek with my cock would do the same. I mean, she had sucked my cock already. It was quick, but it was in her mouth. And I did come. And she did swallow it, since I didn't have to clean her up after. I placed the head of my cock inside her mouth as she closed it. I could feel her suction take hold. It wasn't enough to bring me to orgasm, so I helped her out a little bit by gently moving myself forward and backward. The head of my cock looked so unbelievably huge in her tiny mouth. I could see the ring of my cock come out and then disappear back inside her mouth. I reached to the side, placing my fingers on her wet cunny, her legs apart. I could feel how slimy I had made her, rubbing in big, wide circles. I enjoyed the feeling of her smooth skin, her plump, hairless lips parting and sliding together again. I came down on my forearms when I noticed that two of the toddlers were staring at what I was doing. Reposition the 2-year-old I was fucking. I pointed her holes at the two that were watching. I heard her gag when I repositioned myself. I must have dipped my cock in a little bit too far for her to handle. Looking down along my belly, I watched as I pumped into her mouth, perfectly up and down. I began to roll my hips just enough for me to slowly begin reaching climax. I looked up. I stared at the two toddlers in the crib, moving my hands around the 2-year-old's cunny, as if displaying her to these innocent eyes, spreading her open and pointing it towards them so they could see, pulling her legs apart so she was in full glory. I noticed I was dipping lower and a little more aggressively when I could hear her gagging a little more than before. She would be fine. I was about to unload all of me into her. Didn't matter if she was comfortable or even enjoying it at this point. What mattered was the angle I was in, and that her mouth be used to put my cock in and bring me pleasure. I pushed myself back up a little bit and looked behind me at the crib where the toddler was standing. I had noticed that he had taken the initiative and taken off all of his clothes, including his diaper. Usually this would be an annoyance, but today turned me on. I knew from previous experience that he would strip himself, and probably thought, since the little girl in the middle of the room was naked, that he could be too. I could see him reaching towards me, in between the bars of his crib. He was visibly upset and wanted out, I could tell. I had my hips tucked back when I made contact with him, still inside the little girl's mouth. I started humping her again, when I realized my asshole was actually pointing towards him, he being on the other side of the action. Rolling in and out of her mouth, I grabbed both my ass cheeks and spread them. My climax started coming in fast, thinking about how it was showing him, and he was staring at it, reaching for me as if wanting it. I placed both my hands on the ground and unloaded a climax into the little 2-year-old's mouth, while pumping as hard as I could. I could feel the angle was perfect as my cock traveled the entire distance down her throat. Her choking and gagging could be heard. She flailed all four of her naked limbs under me. This climax lasted a little bit longer than the one before, as I felt all of my cum forcefully ejaculating directly into her belly. I pulled out on the last twitch, as she immediately tossed it right back out and all over herself. She covered her own face with it and closed her eyes, crying. Some of the other toddlers began to get fussy when this happened. All I could focus on was the small boy that was still reaching for me, fully nude. I left the little girl where she was and crawled over to the boy. Reaching past the bars, I grabbed his butt and I pulled him against the side. My mouth moving in and taking his tiny boy cock fully into me, licking and sucking. He put his hands on top of my head and continued to fuss. I wish he could get hard, but since he was so young, all I did was play with it for a short while. Taking my tongue and placing it under his sack, I licked upwards. My tongue was wider than his entire sack. Up his shaft, taking his boy cock back into my mouth and sucking on it hard, I started stroking my cock again, when I noticed I ended up sucking so hard on him that I pulled his entire sack in as well. I felt another climax coming, so I turned to the little girl that was laying on her back crying, her eyes still closed from all the mess she had placed there. I grabbed her by the ankle and pulled her towards the crib I was at. Placing myself on top of her exactly the same way, I sank my cock back into her crying mouth. Pushing backwards, I felt my butt make contact with the bars of the crib. Again, I started rolling my hips, forcing my cock in and out and down into her mouth. Again, I reached back and spread my butt so my asshole was visible to the little boy, but much closer this time. The little girl was crying and gurgling now, kicking her legs again. So I took this opportunity to slap her exposed cunny. Once, then twice, to which she straightened out her legs and dropped them to the ground. I wish the boy was old enough to take me by the hips, hard enough to push himself inside me. But this was a dream that I was going to have to follow another time. I've had plenty of opportunities to satisfy this desire in the past, and will have plenty more in the future. The boy did reach out and touch it, though, out of curiosity. This bumped me towards a second climax, but not quite. I was going to have to time my climax and fuck this little toddler's mouth into oblivion to force a second one today. This is when I felt him squat and copy me. He copied what he saw and what he learned today. I felt his face make contact with my asshole. I focused on rolling my hips some more so that my cock was going in and out of the girl, but my ass was staying still for the boy. There. I felt the climb up of my second orgasm, so I reached back with my dominant hand and grabbed the back of the boy's head, forcing his face deep into my ass. Dropping all of my weight forward, I started sliding in and out with my knees, again sinking my entire semi-flaccid cock down the girl's throat. The entire shaft up, then all of my weight down, up, then down, pounding her head into the floor as the boy's head was pulled along for the ride. The second climax felt stronger than the one before, and I forcibly started coming down this 2-year-old's throat a second time. My dominant hand pushing the toddler boy's face so hard into my asshole that he couldn't possibly breathe. Just before my climax reached its peak, I took my other hand, grabbed the little girl's cunny, all of it in my hand, and I squeezed it as hard as I could. I let go of the boy's head and redoubled my thrust on the girl's face. The last 3 or 4 rolling climaxes of my orgasm actually hurt. I could feel my balls hitting her forehead with so much force that I was worried I was going to leave a mark. I pulled out quick again, and I noticed that she wasn't moving. I wiped her face and saw that she was breathing, just not moving anymore. The second climax almost brought me back to my senses as I began cleanup. The boy was crying, but he was fine. Some of the other toddlers and newborns were crying, but it wasn't because they were hurt. It was annoying because most were just crying because the others were crying. After they all seemed to calm down, I wrapped the little girl up and held her in my arms. She was fast asleep. I'd actually fucked this 2-year-old's brains out, I joked to myself. She was spent, and everything was back to normal. The door was unlocked, and I spent the remainder of my shift in a rocking chair with the girl. When she awoke from her nap, I put her back down in the center of the room with the little boy and watched them play. I was mesmerized by the fact that everything was back to normal, like nothing ever happened. As long as I stick to the hardcore stuff inside the toddler room, I felt that everything was going to be okay. I started thinking about my internet forum that I was a part of online, and I wanted to brag to them as soon as possible. I had spoken to a couple of them about letting them in the back door one of these nights, and the four of us having our fill, including all of them at once. Maybe I'll ask them if they want to have this gangbang this upcoming weekend, when everyone is gone for the night.